Hi, Shauna.
Yes, good morning, Elizabeth.
Morning, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well. And were you or any loved ones ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the Depo Provera?
I was.
You were? What? I am sorry to hear that. And do you already have an attorney assisting you in regards to a Depo Provera claim?
No.
All right. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
All right. And then are you willing to affirm that you've not sought any paperwork or signed any paperwork in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit with another attorney that is correct?
Yes.
All right. And you'll be filing this claim for yourself, of course. You are a resident of the United States, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, that is correct, right?
Yes.
All right. And it was meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
All right. What is the date of diagnosis, roughly?
I think it was late 2018, early 2019.
Okay. I could put January of 2019. It just needs to be a rough estimate.
Okay.
Does that sound correct to you, around beginning of 2019?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then what is your date of birth?
9/29/85.
And then were there any family members or other loved ones affected by the Depo Provera in the same ways that you were?
No. Okay. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, no worries. And you consumed the brand name, correct? The Pfizer?
Yes.
Okay. And you used the Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
All right. And within 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
All right. And then what years did you use the Depo?
2014, 15, 16, 17, and I think I stopped in early 2018.
Okay. So 14, so about 2014 to about 2018?
Right.
Okay. I'll just put January for both. It just needs to be a rough estimate on the use, about 4 years or so. And then can you confirm your gender for me? I know it is redundant as we were speaking about female.
Female.
Thank you. I knew that. I know. I just have to ask. Sorry about that.
No problem.
And then Shauna, S-H-A-W-N-A.
Yes.
Okay. And then last name is Barbagy. Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Thank you. Okay. And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the whole thing, you can give me just the last four.
1634.
1634. Okay. And then email I have for you is shaunak009@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then this, of course, is the best number to reach you on, 629-259-0421.
Yes.
And this is a cell phone?
Yes, it is.
All right. And when the attorneys reach out to you, what would be the best way, call, text, or email?
Either way is fine.
Any? Okay. And then morning, afternoon, or evening, when's the best time?
Mornings are perfect.
Morning? Okay. Good morning. And then, Shauna, what is your best physical address?
44 mm-hmm. Northeast 205th Terrace, Miami, Florida, 33179.
33179. 44, and then it was Northeast 205th Terrace?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I did that right. I wasn't. All right. Northeast 205th Terrace, Florida, 33179, Miami-Dade, right? County?
Yes.
Okay. And the Depo Provera, that was administered by the doctor himself or his nurses?
Doctor.
Himself? Okay. All right. And in those years you were taking it, how many times would you say altogether you were injected? 10, 15?
Around 15.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say it's about
a little bit more, but yeah.
It's around 4 a year, so around 50. I'll put 15 down. It just needs to be a rough estimate. And then where was this administered at? What was the name of the doctor or the facility? Either one.
Jupiter Medical Center.
Jupiter Medical Center?
Right, that's where.
Okay. Off Old South Old Dixie Road? Highway. Sorry, Old
yes.
Dixie Highway.
Okay.
I got to put all their information here. Hold on.
That's where I was treated.
Every treated. That's where it was administered. You were treated there. They prescribed it there, and you were diagnosed there.
My gynecologist's name is Dr. Joseph Pearson.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'll get that from you. Hold on 1 second. And he's the one that gave you the depo?
Right.
And he's at Jupiter Medical Center?
No. He's at Jackson Memorial Hospital.
Okay. Got Jackson. Okay, I got that one. Jackson Memorial. That's on 12th Avenue in Miami, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was the doctor's name? I'm sorry.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you. The phone breaking up.
Oh, you're good. What was your OB's name, the doctor?
Dr. Joseph Pearson.
Joseph Pearson. So let me just look it up. So I made sure I spell his name right. Yep, found him right here. Oh, that's not him. Florida. Yeah, I found him right here. Joseph Matthew Pearson.
Right, and the doctor who diagnosed me was Dr. Ricardo Comotar.
I'm going to have to Google that one. Hold on. Dr. Ricardo. How do you spell the last name, to the best of your knowledge?
K-O-M-O-T-A.
I found it. I found him. Okay. American neurosurgeon. I found him.
Yes.
Okay.
That's also the doctor who treated me.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to ask that. Thank you. And then Dr. Comotar was the one at Jupiter Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I just have to put all this information in 1 second. Thank you for having all that on hand, by the way. Sorry, I did not have that capitalized. There we go, Jupiter Medical Center. Address of 1210 South Old Dixie Highway. And then once we're almost done here, and then I'm going to send you the DocuSign. We'll complete that, and then the attorneys will be able to basically start pulling these records and get the case started for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just copying all this over 1 second. Comotar address. And I see, just to confirm, I see Dr. Comotar. He is a neurosurgeon?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Neurosurgeon. Okay. Prescribing. You're still there, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're good. No, you're good. No previous cancer diagnosis, correct?
No.
Okay. No on that. Prescribing was this doctor. Dr. Matthew Pearson, Joseph Pearson, I'm sorry. The Jackson Memorial. Let me get their address. Sorry, this part takes like the longest of me putting the addresses down. Thank you for your patience. Oh.
No problem.
305. And then what pharmacy do you go to?
CVS.
What street?
199.
99 in Miami?
Yes.
Or Miami Gardens?
Yes, Miami Gardens. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. The pharmacy always confuses me because it's like, you know, I know the depot is usually administered at the office, so. Always confuse me when they ask for the pharmacy, 305-430.
Oh, yeah, the pharmacy is for my medicine, but it's...
You're good. Yeah, no, they just want any pharmacy. It's fine. And then Joseph Matthew Pearson, they put doctor in front of that. Doctor. Make sure the addresses I have are correct. I didn't switch them. Okay. And then what treatments did you receive for your meningioma? Medication, surgery, anything like that?
Well, I actually had, they did CAT scan, MRI. I actually have had my head cut open. I've actually had that.
Okay. So biopsy, MRI, CAT scan, surgery?
Yes.
Okay. But B-I-O-P-S-Y. Crania, it's something like that. Like I'm not. I'll put head surgery on here. Head surgery, or brain, but brain surgery.
Craniotomy, if I say the word right, I think that's what it is.
Okay. I'll just put cranial surgery. I don't want to misspell it. Okay. And then medications, I take it too.
And radiation.
Okay. And they gave you medicine too, right?
Yeah, I was on a lot of medicine.
Yeah.
Still on.
I wrote it down. I just want to make sure. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Yes. Roughly, what were the dates? You could just say, like, just the month and the year.
Okay, so from actually I've been fighting all of this, like, mm-hmm. physically, because I'm fighting back. Mm-hmm. My first surgery was, they diagnosed me in 18, January 2020.
January of 2020.
Right.
And then how long were you in there for?
2 months.
Okay, till about March or so of 2020?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I just had to list one date. That is fine. March. I'll just put March of 2020, January 2020 to March of 2020. And then there are medical records that do exist, correct?
Yes.
No. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this, Shauna?
No.
Okay, no worries. It is not required. Let me put N-A, N-A, N-A. And then I'm going to confirm everything with you real quick, and then I'm going to send you this document, okay? And we'll complete that,
okay.
And then the lawyers will start being able to pull these records. And then I let you, of course, know the call is recorded in the beginning. You would like to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney, and you can affirm you have not sent any documents. That is all correct?
Yes.
All right. You are, of course, a resident of the United States. You are unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and there was meningioma over the brain. That is all correct?
Yes.
And then I have your diagnosis date roughly as January, the beginning of 2019. So I put January of 2019. That's correct. Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of birth is 9/29/1985.
Yes.
All right. And then you consumed the brand name Depo-Provera, used it for at least 1 year, had 4 injections prior to diagnosis in 1 year, and then used it from 2014 to 2018 roughly.
Yes.
All right. And you are, of course, a female, Shauna, S-H-A-W-N-A, last name Barbagee, B-A-R-B-A-G-E-E.
Yes.
Okay. And then no suffixes in your name or anything like that. And is it okay if I repeat your last four?
Yes.
1-6-3-4?
Correct.
All right. And then email is Shauna, K009@yahoo.com. And then this is the best number to reach you on, and it's a cell phone.
Yes.
And morning yes. time is the best time for the attorneys to reach out.
Yes.
Okay. And then address of 44 Northeast 205th Terrace, Miami, Florida, 33179.
Yes.
And you said that's a house, no apartment number, anything like that, right?
That's a house.
Okay. All right. And then the doctor administered the depo to you around 15 times or more administered depo you received. Dr. Matthew Pearson administered and prescribed it to you, and he was at Jackson Memorial Hospital, address of 1611 Northwest 12th Avenue in Miami, Florida. That is correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then the CVS, you go to CVS on 3700 Northwest 199th Street, Miami Gardens.
No, not 3700. That's too far. Is that 199? Yeah, 199 is right here. It's 199 and 4th, 2nd Ave.
Okay, hold on. 2nd Ave? Hold on. One second. Oh, I see it right here.
Okay.
19800 Northwest 2nd Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That is why I check all this, just to make sure all it's right. And then let me do this. Put the phone number here. Let me do this because for some reason it had it capitalized. There we go. 2nd Avenue. You're right. It was Miami. Yeah, I guess the one I was looking at, Miami Gardens. All right. And then CVS 19800 Northwest 2nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33169. Yes. Yeah, that's it. All right. And then they obtained the method of diagnosis for the meningioma with MRI, CT scan, biopsy, and they also cranial surgery.
Yes.
And then that's the same treatments you received, and that was diagnosed and treated by Dr. Ricardo J. Comotar, K-O-M-O-T-A-R, on 1210 South Old Dixie Highway, Jupiter, Florida.
Yes.
At Jupiter Medical Center. And then you were hospitalized for the meningioma, and that would have been around roughly January of 2020 to around March of 2020 for around 2 months.
Yes.
Okay. And then there are medical records that do exist.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text. You should get a text in the next minute or so. 1 second. In the next, you should get the text right now. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Click the link.
Yep. You click the link. It opens up. It's going to ask you to basically, once you open it and hit start, ask you to draw your signature, or you can select a style. You can, once you do adopt and sign, that saves your signature, and then you'll just tap wherever is yellow. I think there's only two signatures fields on there. So you tap once to save it, or draw it first, then save it. And then after that, it'll up. You'll see a finish. And then once you hit finish, I will send you all the information for my number.
Oh, we're missing the K from my name.
Oh, we are? Which first name or last name?
First name is Shauna Eisen K, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me redo this. Hold on. Close out of that document.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me fix this on my end
first. Let me text it to you to make sure you...
Yeah, let me text you from my number. Hold on. This is my office number. Hold on. Let me text you 1 second. Thank you for catching that.
No problem. Thank you.
No worries. 1 second. I'm going to just say this is Jeremy. This is Jeremy Perlman. I'm going to just text you. It just says this is Jeremy Perlman. Let me log in here and update this.
And if you need a middle initial, it's S.
Oh, it's hyphenated first name? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. Let me update it first on my end, and then I'll update the document just so I don't forget.
No problem.
This will take me just a minute. It's way better you caught that, because then when the lawyers call you, they would have had you redo it. So that is good. I'm glad you caught that mistake. And then Shauna dash, what you sent me, dash K, and the middle initial you said was S?
Yeah.
S as in Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Shauna K, S, and then Barbagy. Okay, let me save this.
Yes.
Save. So I updated it on my end. Let me just make sure it uploaded. Yeah, it's saved there. I'm just going to correct the DocuSign. 1 second. If you're in the DocuSign, it might kick you out just because I'm correcting it. So
oh, no,
on.
I already closed
it okay. out. Okay, cool. Oops, let me copy and paste the whole name, actually. One sec. Okay. I'm going to leave it in the document as just Shauna K. Barbagy. I'm going to not put
the
S.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Because I'm unsure if it maps. Here, give me 1 second and let me ask how it maps. Hold on.
Okay.
1 second. I'll be right back. 1 second. Shauna, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, she said it's fine if I don't put the middle, so.
Okay, no problem.
I just wanted to be sure, just because I get scared there might be an error, and then I don't want to have to bug you again.
No, that's no problem.
Okay, this is right, this is right. Happens when I do that. Okay, no, that is right. One more view, and then, sorry, I'm just reviewing it, double, triple checking. Okay, corrected, and then now you open the link again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not a new message.
No, it'll be the same link. I can resend it. I corrected it.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
When you open it, though, make sure it's it should be, I positively corrected on my end, but I want to make sure it corrected for you. Let me know when you're
it's
back.
Correct.
It's correct.
It's
okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then you just sign that first one, adopt and sign. And then after that, you just tap and then finish. And then I'm going to send you a text right now with the lawyer's information from the number we were just texting on. 1 second. And it was with Ben Martin. Was it firm? Let me know once you hit finish.
Yeah, I'm
good. Oh, I got it. I just got the email. You're good. And then Shauna, let me send you this. And then that message I just sent you from the number that we were just texting on, the 949, that's my direct number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys at A4D or Ben Martin in about 7 days, call me. And then I can always transfer you. I can always transfer you over to them, but they should reach out to you probably by Monday or Tuesday, maybe even later today. But yeah, I just been on the lookout for their call. It'll probably Monday or Tuesday because we have morning down as the time to call you. But
they could call me either time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they'll probably reach out. If it is today, but most likely probably Monday or Tuesday. But just beyond, if you don't hear from them, like I said, it'll be from A4D or Ben Martin will be the attorney. One of the, it'll be like A4D/Ben Martin. They're working together. But they'll reach out to you and basically just touch base. And then from there, they will start with the case. So they're going to start pulling the records. That's what the documents were for. Just give them permission to start pulling your records and to reach out to you.
Okay, thank you.
And then I do thank you so much for your time. And like I said, if you have any questions or anything like that, you have my number. So please do give me a call. And yeah, you have a wonderful day. And I am also very sorry for what you're going through with the meningioma, because the depo very, very well could have much caused it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Of course. You have a wonderful day and happy new year. And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.